John, Mark, who has been with them for this scene, left them and returned to Jerusalem. Elsewhere in the Bible, when Paul describes John, Mark leaving, he says he abandoned us. He says, I don't actually want to travel with that guy anymore. He's unreliable. John, Mark saw some guy get reduced to blindness on a road trip with Paul. And when they got back to mainland, he was like, see ya, I gotta go home to my mommy. You know, that's really what happened. He went back to Antioch. I would say it to demean John Mark, because John Mark writes the gospel according to Mark. Later on, Paul says, boy, that guy, he's reliable. But when he abandons him now, it makes Paul sour on the guy for years. Because what would you do if you saw these hairy things going on? You're in the court, and he's standing before the governor, and what does he do? Does he say, you know, Christianity is very, it's understanding. We work together with people. We like to do soup mornings. We have a food bank. We have an after-school club. The church is quite useful to you, Sergius Paulus, proconsul. We have some plans ahead. We wonder if you could give us some funding, please, right? Is that what Paul did? No, he stood in front of him, and the person, his right-hand man, full of advice, he said, you're a so-and-so. You're completely wrong. This stuff is true, and you're against it, and you're so blind that now you're going to be physically blind. Wow. And John splits. John Mark, he splits. And that's what's going on. This is a big, big story in the life of the church. There's a lot of stuff going on. And can I draw your attention to just 3 points from sections of that? If you look in chapter 13 at verse 2, 3, and 4, look what it says. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart from me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, after fasting and praying, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went. Okay? That's that one bit of scripture. Then if you duck down, just two verses, verse 11 and 12, Paul, speaking to the magician in front of the governor, now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you. And you'll be blind and unable to see the sun for a time. Immediately, mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead them by the hand. And then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred. For he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord.